Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger.
Hello, welcome to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger, and today's show features the amazing Dr. Bradley Nelson. He's been on twice before, but it's been a chunk of time, so it's about time to find out all the new magnificence he's doing out in the world. Dr. Bradley is the developer of some of the most advanced forms of energy medicine. He's a retired holistic chiropractic physician and a medical intuitive. So Dr. Nelson is one of the world's foremost experts in the fields of bioenergetic medicine and energy psychology. We're going to be getting a sampling of his work. For those of you who don't know it, you're in for a treat. And this is one of his books, and this is just stuck in there because this is the chart of how to do what he does. And of course, he teaches people also how to be a facilitator of the body code, of the emotion code. So we'll talk about this a little bit later. This is Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. It won the COV Award for the best radio and podcast show. Welp magazine lists Dare to Dream as one of the top 20 best podcasts to listen to. We are listed as high ranking in self-improvement under Apple Podcasts and nominated for two People's Choice Podcast Awards and for a Webby Award. This show is sponsored by Dr. Dane here in Access Consciousness. And if you'd like to become a teacher or just go to one of their classes online or otherwise, go to Dr. Dane here, HEER.com. I'm Debbie Dashinger. I am a media visibility expert. There's so many things I do in this realm, and they're also complimentary and beautiful for you, spiritual messengers, to get your message out to the world and become more visible. The first thing I do is book writing. I am a coach, so you write and finish your book. The second thing I do is have a company that takes your book to a guaranteed international best-selling status, and I do all the heavy lifting for you. Third piece, I teach spiritual messengers how to be interviewed on radio and podcasts and get massive results. Very important piece. I'm here to teach you and show you how. It is part of my mission. So go to my website and receive my gift, because it's got templates and videos so I can show you how to start becoming so much more visible, because visibility begets visibility. Go get your free gift at debbiedashinger.com/gift. debbiedashinger.com/gift. My guest, Dr. Bradley Nelson, is a veteran holistic physician and one of the world's foremost experts on natural methods of achieving wellness. He's the creator of the emotion code and the body code system and the CEO of Discover Healing, a holistic education platform that provides training and certifies practitioners worldwide. His books, The Emotion Code, with step-by-step instructions for working with the body's energy healing power, and his second book, The Body Code, Unlocking Your Body's Ability to Heal Itself, take you through his method. Have you ever thought about how much your emotions influence your health? Dr. Bradley and I are going to be discussing how emotions are the underlying cause of most illnesses and then how to heal them. If you want more information and also to get your free emotion code starter kit from him, go to emotioncodegift.com. And with that, I very warmly welcome Dr. Bradley back to Dare to Dream. It's so great to have you.
Thanks so much, Debbie. It's really great to be back on your show again.
Yeah. So it's been several years. I actually looked back and I was like, wow, it's 2017. That's like crazy. It doesn't seem possible. But you were on the show several times before. I really love your work and believe in it so much. And now there's been this period of time with a lot of life and a lot of earth interesting life too. Fill us in. What have you been doing? And how much has your work changed or how you work changed?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, our work continues to gradually evolve. And, you know, it really goes back to when I was in practice and I was working with people and asking the subconscious mind of my patients for answers, because the subconscious mind that's within each one of us knows exactly what's wrong with us. I mean, if you're diagnosed with cancer or you can't conceive a child or you got digestive problems or you've been diagnosed with some disease process or you've got migraines or depression or anxiety or phobias or panic attacks or PTSD or whatever it is, your subconscious mind knows why you're having those symptoms. And so think about that for a moment. Every single person has this vastly powerful computer really within them. And because I started out as a computer programmer, I took my first computer programming class in 1980. Going to school in Hawaii. So I was in on the very beginning of the computer, the personal computer revolution, right? Mm-hmm. I had a business back in those days called the computer tutor. Which I thought was really, really clever. Great. And I would go into people's businesses who they bought a new IBM PC, for example, and they wouldn't know what to do with it. There was no software in the early days. So I would go into their office and I would understand all of their flow and how everything worked. And then I would write the software so they could use their computer. So I thought I was going to be doing that for the rest of my life. And I loved it. It was really so fun. I loved computers and I still do. I'm kind of a nerd. But anyway, eventually, because I had been healed of kidney disease by some holistic doctors when I was 13 years old. And so I had always wanted to be a healer. I'd always wanted to go into the healing arts. Mm. And then I had gotten sidetracked into computers. And it was really a literal answer to prayer that brought me back to the healing arts idea and doing that as a career. So I went to chiropractic school. And I can remember, I partly put myself through school by programming the computers that they use in the admissions office at our school. And so I was still really into computers. And then I'll always remember one day I was listening to a lecture from our neurology instructor, and he started talking about the brain and how it's a computer in all these different aspects. And I remember very well sitting there thinking, wow, the brain's a computer. Will we ever have the technology to access that computer and maybe hack into the back end of it or something and actually ask questions and find out what it knows? Because the brain must know that internal computer that everybody has. What if we could ask it questions and get answers? I mean, to me, that seemed like just the craziest, most powerful idea I could think of. And I figured, well, maybe in 100 years or 200 years. And little did I know that that's exactly what I would be devoting my life to, is accessing the internal computer and getting answers. But that's exactly what happened. So when I was in practice, when a new patient would come in to see me, I gradually over time learned that I could ask questions and I could get answers. And I always had a computer there with me in my office so that I could record new things that I was finding. And I was also asking for help. You know, everybody believes in different things, but I happen to be, you know, a follower of God. I believe God is real. And I know that God's real because I've gotten answers to so many questions. There were times in practice when a person would come in to see me and I wouldn't know how to really deal with their problem or how to help them.
Yeah.
And so I had this habit, just this silent habit of asking for help, you know, from up above. Mm-hmm. And sometimes in response to that asking, information would just flood in like an avalanche of understanding. It was amazing. That didn't happen very often, but it did happen. So I came to understand that that higher power, you know, whatever you want to call it, God, source, energy, you know, creator, universe, is very much aware of us. And that information is, it's there really for the asking. So that's kind of how things went in my practice. And it worked so well asking questions and getting answers from their subconscious minds that during the last 10 years that I was in practice, most of the people that I saw had been told there was really no help for them at all. There was no cure for them. All they could do was live with their problem and take medication to suppress their symptoms. And so what I found was there were really, as years went by, I was able to categorize all the different imbalances that I was finding in people. And I was able to categorize them into six categories. And and by the way, one of the things that's happened since I saw you last is that I published another book called The Body Code. And The Body Code is really about finding the imbalances that exist in these six different areas. So here's a picture of this in the book. So in other words, there are six different kinds of problems or six different kinds of imbalances that we can end up with that can cause trouble for us and create our symptoms. So for example, those are things like imbalances in the energy field, things like trapped emotions, traumas, things like that. We can have imbalances in the circuitry and the systems of the body, disconnections between the spirit and the physical body, things like that. Down here, of course, is toxins. And we all know about those. There's all kinds of toxins we're subjected to. Over here, we have nutrition and lifestyle. So if you don't have the right amount of, you know, maybe iodine or vitamin C or something, that'll show up down here. And then there are, of course, misalignments. And I found that any tissue can misalign in the body. And found that, you know, it's a really, really critical piece of the puzzle. And then up here, we have pathogens like viruses and bacteria and fungal infections and so on. So the cool thing, though, is that, and really the amazing thing is that the subconscious mind really does know with a perfect understanding what you really need. See, at any given point in your life, it knows what you need to be optimally healthy and optimally well. Now, this understanding, I believe, is going to change the world because it has to. Because, I mean, think about it. How have we been taking care of ourselves so far? Well, you know, if you have some kind of a symptom, you know, say you got migraines, you go to a doctor. Well, he'll say, well, let's try this medication to suppress that symptom. And if that doesn't work, we'll try this medication. So it's kind of like throwing darts at a dartboard, right? And it's all about symptom suppression. But you see, the body is vastly more intelligent than that. And so in other words, when you have symptoms of really anything, I mean, if you can't find your soulmate, you know, if you can't make enough money, if you've got aches and pains and you feel miserable or you're diagnosed with some disease, the subconscious knows what's going on because all of those things really are just symptoms of something else. So, so all this work, you know, the emotion code, the body code is really all about helping people to understand how they can work on themselves and how they can find these imbalances and fix them. Because there's so much we can do to help ourselves. You know, most of the time, most people don't need pharmaceuticals. And most of the time, most people don't need surgery. We just need to find the imbalances that are going on in their bodies and fix those. And now we have a way that people can do that themselves.
And you talk about, we actually know what's going on, but of course, if we did consciously, we'd change it, right?
Right.
And so somehow you're the bridge. You have a way with your very honed skill and these beautiful methods to find a way between what is presenting, manifesting on the outside, mm-hmm. and is a very uncomfortable life situation, repeated pattern, physical situation, et cetera, mm-hmm. but to unearth, you know, go into the core of and find the inception of where that started and healed. And I think it's fascinating how you made this akin to computer programming. It makes so much sense to me because in a computer, you have to get in there and find the virus. So I assume on one hand, people who get this, people who get your new book, The Body Code, they can learn how to heal themselves and maybe not have to rely on a practitioner. Is it that easy?
Well, yeah, it certainly can be. I mean, we have people working on themselves and having great success all over the world. We also have certified almost 12,000 practitioners now who also do this work. So if you're looking for someone that can help you and do this work, you can certainly do that. There's lots of people that can do it, lots of people that are trained. Our website is discoverhealing.com. And so you can go there and find somebody, but you can also do this yourself. And ultimately, that's very empowering. I mean, to take back what I believe really is a birthright that belongs to you, to all of us, to be able to help yourself and help your family members and your loved ones. So here's what it's really about. If you think about it, let's go back to the computer idea. If you think about it, for example, here's my phone, right? And what's the interface here with my phone? Well, it's a screen, right? Where I can read and see things. And then it's my finger. So it's a touch screen interface. Now, my laptop that I'm sitting at has a screen where I can see things and it has a keyboard. And so that's the interface, right? But the body is also a computer. In other words, the subconscious mind within each person is a computer, but it took me a while to figure out what the interface was because there's no keyboard, there's no screen on your body. So how does it work? Well, essentially, the subconscious mind is what you could call a binary computer. In other words, it can give you a yes answer or a no answer, and that's it. It can't really elaborate. And it will give you those answers through various means, but the easiest one, the simplest one to use is, of course, muscle testing. So in other words, if I were there with you, and if you were to hold your arm out parallel to the floor, if you were to make a true statement, like my name is Debbie, if I were to press down on your arm, you'd be strong. You could resist me, no problem. But if you were to make an untrue statement, like my name is Jill, your subconscious mind would know that's not correct. And then you would not be able to resist my downward pressure. And of course, there's lots of books written about this phenomenon and so on. But what I found was that this is the gateway to the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind has all this information. I mean, it's like every single person walking around has a chat GPT, a Google built right into them, and is totally willing to answer questions. But most of the time, most people don't ask the questions. They, you know, instead we just, you know, take various kinds of things that are toxic to try to alleviate our symptoms. And it's kind of silly.
Yes. Yes. So hit and miss. Definitely. That's hilarious. A chat GPT, because I do use it. So what an amazing concept to have access to something like that, that could give us definitive answers to what's going on. I want to know more about the resonance of trapped emotions and how you use tuning forks to demonstrate universal resonance.
Well, you know, it's a fascinating thing, but here's what resonance is about. In fact, I saw a video just recently on YouTube that demonstrated this, where if you buy a tuning fork, usually the tuning fork will have printed on it the number of vibrations per minute or per second. You can buy a 512 hertz tuning fork, for example, or a 128 hertz tuning fork. And that means that they vibrate at different rates. So if you take a tuning fork and you hit it on the end of your desk, it's going to make a sound. If there's another tuning fork that happens to be tuned to that same frequency that is in the room, it will start to resonate too, because of that resonant frequency. The two of them will be start vibrating together. And so, so this is a fascinating thing. Well, sometimes what happens is our emotional baggage gets us into trouble, because an emotional baggage is really just the emotional energies that have become lodged in our bodies during those emotional events that we've been through that we would rather not have gone through. And yet that energy is still with us. So if you've been through a divorce, there's still emotional energy most likely in your body. If you were bullied as a child, if your parents were arguing when you were a kid. I mean, we all have emotional baggage from all the difficult things we go through in life. I mean, life is difficult and we have emotions, right? And what happens is the emotional baggage that you have consists of specific vibrational frequencies that lodge in the body. And that probably sounds kind of esoteric. If you think of the body itself, If you look at your hand, you know, you've seen that hand before, but if you put your hand under a very, very powerful microscope and you start zooming in and magnifying that hand more and more, pretty soon you'd be at the level of the cell. And if you continue to zoom in past the cell and past the organelles that make up the cell, eventually you'd be looking at maybe a strand of DNA, like a single molecule. And if you were to continue zooming in and zooming in at somewhere over a million times magnification, you might find yourself face to face with a single individual atom. And you'd notice that the next atom is a long distance away. And if you looked inside that atom, you'd see, hey, there's really nothing in here. It's just empty space and some little infinitesimally tiny energies that are zipping around at the speed of light. And that's really what we are, which is so crazy to think of because we are so used to living in these physical bodies. I mean, when you look in the mirror, you don't see swirling energies, but yet our bodies are made of energy. In fact, some quantum physicists a few years ago said, you know, if you could remove all the energy or all the empty space from between all the atoms in everyone's body on Earth, you could literally fit all 7.8 billion people in the world into a box the size of a sugar cube, right? It would be crowded, but, you know, theoretically, you could do it. So isn't that interesting? I mean, these bodies of ours are energy fields. In fact, if you shine a bright enough light at the body, you can actually shine light right through the body. And we call that X-ray. And when you take an X-ray, what happens is you're shining this really bright form of light, which is, you know, just on that end of the electromagnetic spectrum, you're shining that really bright light at the body, so bright that we can't even see it with our physical eyes. But what happens is that light goes through the body and your bones make shadows on the film. And that's what X-ray is, right? So when we feel an intense emotion, what we're feeling on a quantum level is a frequency, a particular energy, a particular vibration. So if you're feeling really angry, well, that's a different frequency than if you're feeling really sad and so on. And so, so with the emotion code, what I did is I identified 60 different emotions and put them into this chart. And there are two columns and six rows in this chart. And because the subconscious mind is essentially the most powerful computer in the known universe that we all have within each one of us, we ask questions about what's going on. For example, do you have a trapped emotion that's contributing to this problem? And then the subconscious mind can answer yes or no because it's a binary computer and there are different ways of getting those answers. And then you can very quickly track a trapped emotion down and release it. And most people can do this within a minute or so. They can find and release a trapped emotion within about a minute. So it's really, really quick, really easy, really fast. And yet there's never really been a method as effective as this that can be taken up and learned by anyone so rapidly. In fact, we have kids doing this effectively all over the world now. And so that's the beauty of this, is that it's really simple, fast, easy, it works.
And you just came back from an extraordinary trip all over Europe teaching this. Mm-hmm. How many people show up for your classes these days to learn this method?
Well, you know, it all depends on where we are. If we're in a newer country, then we might have a smaller group. Countries that we've been to before, we might have larger groups. Typically live events, we've spoken to as many as 600 people at a time to, probably as few as maybe 50. And it depends on, it all depends on the country and how much knowledge there is about this. But it's amazing that it's expanding so fast, especially in Europe, Eastern Europe. Really, things are just blowing up over there. I think because they lived under communism for so long, and they're just really hungry for things that work and ways mm-hmm. to remove all the baggage. Also because of the war. You know, the two biggest countries for us in Europe are Germany and Poland. And if you think about the war, you know, yeah, there was a lot of tragedy, a lot of hardship in those countries. And of course, most of the most of the death camps, you know, were in Poland.
Yeah, so, a lot of generational trauma also being passed down. That must be very interesting to work with.
Yeah.
You know, just as a testament to what you're saying, and now this is years ago, when I think maybe the first time you were coming on, so it's quite a long time ago, you were coming on the show, and I did a session with somebody because I wanted to understand the experience. And I remember we just had so much time at the end. She said, mm-hmm. you know, you have a heart wall, but we don't have time this session to work on it. And then I went to a workshop, and I had a VIP ticket. So I was sitting at one of those long dais with everybody eating lunch during the break. And I just happened to be sitting there minding my own business when the woman next to me was explaining to the woman next to her what she does. And she does your method. She is a practitioner of this. Uh-huh. And my little ears beep. And I turned around. And I said, "That's extraordinary. I know what you do. I think the work is amazing. And someone told me I have a heart wall, and here we are. I can't wait to work on it." And she said, "I'll tell you what, before we start again, I'm going to take you in the lobby and let's take care of it." I was like, "Well, that is so kind and generous. Okay." Yeah. We went in the lobby, and exactly as you said, Brad, it was so fast, but powerful. I mean, I was puddled energetically. So, I mean, beyond relaxed. It was very clear something had been extracted, something major had shifted. And as I say that to you, it seems only like sense that it makes sense that when something is removed from, you know, if you have this whole organism that's around a belief, an experience, a trauma, right? It's like octopus going out, and it influences so much of our lives. Oh, and when someone graciously removes that, it has to restructure and create something new that we prefer. Yeah. So do you get
a better
to see
reality?
Mm-hmm. A better reality. Yeah. And I feel like that's what I was feeling when she took away that heart wall, was like, whoa, this is different and amazing.
Let me share a story that a woman sent in. This is on our website. This is from a woman named Deborah in Colorado. This just came in recently. She said, "In the last few months since I started doing the emotion code on myself, I have removed several heart wall emotions." Now, a heart wall is where the subconscious mind has created a wall of energy around the heart, because at some point, maybe you were feeling like your heart was going to break. The subconscious mind will put up a wall, and that wall is made of layers of your emotional baggage. So it's a really interesting thing. She says, "I've removed several heart wall emotions as well as many trapped emotions in other parts of my body. I can't believe the difference in myself. I am becoming the person I always wanted to be." And that really is what this is about. It's about getting us back to who we are supposed to be. She said, "The person I knew was inside, but often didn't show up on the outside to others. I smile much more. I'm not easily aggravated or defensive. I'm not picky about stuff, wanting things my way. I like people more, and they like me more. My past experiences and inherited or absorbed negative emotions were trapped inside, making me reactive. It didn't take much to make me feel irritated, overwhelmed, or insecure. Now, when I experience unpleasant things, I'm able to say, 'Oh, well,' and deal with it calmly and logically. Removing these trapped negative emotions, especially the heart wall, has literally changed my life. My husband and I are closer. My kids and I are closer. My relationships with others are stronger and deeper. I make new friends much more easily. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm now getting certified because I want to pass on the blessing of the emotion code to others." And that's just such a great example of what this can do for your life. I mean, and I don't know of anything else really that you could do that would make a change like this to you. You know, her life has literally changed, and she did it herself. And that's one of the nice things about it, is that you can do this yourself. You don't need to have someone help you if you don't want. But on the other hand, I mean, you can have someone help you. And in fact, let me tell you something. What we have found, Debbie, is that you can release about 80 to 90% of your own trapped emotions, your own emotional baggage. But you're going to have somebody help you to get that 10 or 20% that you won't ever find That's just what we see. It's really interesting. Some of these emotional energies are so much a part of you that you won't find them yourself. Someone else can help you and get rid of those. But that's just an interesting thing. So we were talking about resonance a while ago. Sometimes what happens is that emotional energy, that emotional baggage that that you have in your body can resonate with someone else's emotional baggage. And then you might find yourself in a relationship with that person. This is one of the ways that bad relationships form is it's like, oh, I've got pink Samsonite luggage. That's what my emotional baggage looks like. Hey, this person has pink Samsonite luggage too. And then you get together and pretty soon you're creating a family. But then later you realize, wow, how did I ever get into that relationship? That was such a mistake, right? It happens all the time. Oh boy.
So that's the resonance.
The resonance piece, yeah.
And we can retune ourselves when we do this work so that there's a different frequency going out there and a different attraction, magnification towards people, situations that we way prefer to be in.
Yeah, well, I mean, think about it this way. We are divine beings. To me, there's no question about that. We're divine creations. We are far more than we ever thought. And the emotional baggage that we have, that we accumulate during our lives from all the hardship that we go through, and the emotional baggage that was passed to us when we were conceived from mom or dad that might go back for many generations, we are also a product of that energy. And so we're carrying those energies through our lives, and we're wondering oftentimes why life doesn't work better, why it's so difficult, or why can't I break out? Why can't I break through the glass ceiling? Or why can't I find my soulmate? Or why do I have all this pain or malfunction? Why doesn't my body work like it's supposed to? And most of the reason is this emotional baggage. So you can think of it this way. Imagine that every person, when they come into life, for the most part, they're a pretty much pure, pristine, clean, clear energy field, right? With the exception of maybe the inherited emotional baggage they have. And so they might look like a beautiful spring day or a really bright light. But what happens is as you start accumulating that emotional baggage, that light that you have within you darkens. And it's almost like every trapped emotion, and they can lodge anywhere in the body, but every single one of those is like a little dark cloud. And so as you start to release these, what happens is people describe feeling lighter, like they don't weigh as much, but also at a certain point after you've removed enough of this baggage, it's like you feel like stepping out of this old suit you've been wearing into this state of being that is who you were really intended to be. And that's what that lady was trying to describe in that testimonial. It's like she's back to who she thought she was and who she could be. And so it's amazingly powerful.
That is amazingly powerful. You know, in the metaphysical world, they talk so much about how we were born with a perfect health DNA blueprint. And when we get away from that and get into a lack of health, some kind of illness or situation going on that's really not comfortable, you know, that there should be a mindset to get us back. But with the best of intentions, most people don't. Some do. Some have miracles, without a doubt. Most people get stuck in a situation. So I want to ask you about that in particular. I have two things going on in my body, and I would love to hear what your intuition, what your brilliance has to say about it, because they're both anomalous to me completely. And the first is I think now it's maybe going on 5 weeks that I have what mimics a cold or a flu. And I don't have a cold or a flu. There is so much phlegm in me. I blow my nose a lot. I sneeze a lot. It's gotten, and I have kind of a little nose, and there's scabs inside of my nose. So sometimes there's blood, not a bloody nose, but sometimes there's blood. I cough. I have something here. And yeah. And I had someone recently kind of a healerish person who said, coffee, no more coffee. And I'm like, oh my God, that really sucks, because there's so much I don't do. And there's so much, you know, I'm aware of what I put in my body. That's one of my delights in the morning. So that made me a bit sad, but I wasn't sure. When you go, I've never had an allergy, but it also mimics an allergy. So how you go from perfection to here you go, Deb, and whatever I've tried over a month, it persists.
Okay. Well, let's take a look. So I think probably for your viewers that are going to be watching this, it would probably be easiest if I could share my screen. Can we do that, you think?
Absolutely. Okay, give me a sec.
Yeah,
and just we'll make magic happen here. We'll put on our glasses to make magic happen. Okay. So the first thing I'm going to do is give you co-host.
Okay.
And now you can.
Okay. There we go. All right. Awesome. Okay. So what we're looking at here is the body code. So the book, The Body Code, is really the manual that teaches you how to use this this app. And the app is called the Body Code System. And so what it consists of is about 1,000 or more different icons. These are the first six. And so these are denoting the six different categories of imbalances that we suffer from. And I mentioned those a little while ago. So here's the thing. Remember, we were talking about how your subconscious mind knows exactly what's going on. It knows exactly why you're having these symptoms with your nose. And so I'll show you how we would figure this out. Okay. And anybody can do this. There's nothing magical about me doing this. You know, my job is to just teach people how they can do this. Everybody can do this. It's designed for everybody. So first thing that we'll do is we'll just have a moment of silence here so I can ask for a little help for us, you know, from up above. And you can do this if you want to. And, you know, it's not a denominational thing. I don't care what people believe, it doesn't matter. But we find that if you take a moment and ask for help, it kind of opens that conduit. And then, you know, angels come and can help and so on. So here we go. All right, awesome. Okay, so what I'm going to be doing here, Debbie, let me move my mic just a little bit here. All right, can you still hear me okay? There we go, it should be fine.
Perfect.
I'm going to be using a little method called the ring in ring method. Okay. So what I'll be doing here is I'm going to be making a ring inside of a ring. And as I'm asking questions of your subconscious mind, the answers will appear as either the ring staying together or my body being a little bit stronger, or the rings breaking apart, which is my body being a little bit weaker. There's another form of muscle testing that we teach. And, the way that this works at a distance is it all has to do with quantum physics. There's a principle in quantum physics called entanglement. And that means that energies can become entangled at vast distances, and then they can act in lockstep. And so this is a way for me to become entangled with your energy and then get answers from your body, your subconscious mind, wherever you are in the world, doesn't matter. And we have thousands of people doing this all the time, or probably right now, all over the world. So let's ask this question, okay? First of all, are we connected energetically? Yes. Okay, good. So I can ask questions and get answers. So here's what I want to know. First question is, let's ask, well, it's 5 weeks of a cold or the flu in your nose. Let's ask, is there a reason why you're having these symptoms? And the answer coming from your subconscious mind is yes, okay? So what we want to know right now is, what is the first reason? Your subconscious mind has a reason in mind, okay? And I don't know what the reason is. I'm not intuitive enough to just automatically figure it out, but I can use muscle testing to detect it. So let's ask, is this first reason why you've been having all these symptoms, is it on the right side of our body code? And your subconscious knows exactly what's in here, okay? It knows everything, because the subconscious mind of every person is connected into the database of universal intelligence, okay? And so we can ask questions like this. So this first imbalance, what is it? Is it on the right side of our chart here? No. Okay, so it's on the left side. So is it something in the energies area? Yes, it is. That's strong. Okay. So if I click there on the energy button, it brings up six different options here. So these are different kinds of energies, post-traumatic energies, offensive, mental, reverberations, emotional, allergies, intolerances. What is this? Is it something on the left side of the chart? Yes, it is. Is it something post-traumatic? Actually, it is. So we'll go there. And is it something on the left side here? Yes, it is. Is it a physical trauma? Yes, it is. Okay, so let me explain this one. This is really interesting. Years ago, when I was in practice, a man came in to see me. He was 42 years old. He said that 4 years before, he'd been in a car accident and his neck still hurt like the day after the accident after 4 years. And he'd been rear-ended at a stoplight. He'd seen a couple different doctors and nobody could help him. And I thought, gee, that's kind of odd. It shouldn't still be hurting that much. So he was a 9 on a 0 to 10 scale of pain. So I thought that's kind of strange. And so I asked for some help just silently in my mind. And I essentially said, Father, if there's something I need to understand about this, help me to understand it, because this seems kind of odd. And I got this answer. This is one of those cases where the answer just flowed in. And the answer was that when this guy was rear-ended, some of the energy that was created in that collision, you know, crumpled the fenders and bent the frame of his car and so on. Well, that energy went through his car and through his body. But what I was taught was that some of that energy stayed behind in his body. Specifically, that energy was trapped in his neck. And that was the answer. And I thought, wow, there's energy from the accident still stuck in that guy's neck. That's amazing. So I swiped a few times down his back with a magnet to release that energy. That's how we do it with this work. It's really simple. And then I said, okay, try your neck out. And he looks left and right and looks down and looks up and tilts his head both sides and said, wow, that's unbelievable. I said, well, how is it? And he said, well, I'd say it's a 2 now out of 9. And I said, well, when's the last time I felt that good? And he said, well, before the accident, right? So that's what's going on with you. You have some kind of a physical trauma energy that is trapped in your body. Now, does anything come to mind? Anything happen that, you know, comes to mind? Did you have any kind of a blow that you took? This is a physical blow that you took at some point. You might have hit your head on something. Maybe you fell. Might have been a car accident. Could have been a surgery. Anything come to
mind? I've had a surgery. That's the only thing I can think of, because most of those other things I know. But I had hip replacement surgery December 27th, so about 8 months ago.
Okay. All right. So let's ask and how this works is in the body code. You get an explanation of what you've found, and then you decode it and figure out, you know, what's going on with it. We can ask if we need to know more about this energy. We don't really. Is there an associated imbalance that we need to decode? No, that's how we might find other things connected to it. But no, we don't need to know any more about it. But let's ask, was this from the surgery? Absolutely, it was. Usually surgeries will leave you with an energy like this. So what I'll do to release this, you can see down here under intention, I'm just going to swipe 3 times over my governing meridian. I'm acting as proxy for you. So you don't have to do anything if you don't want. And let's ask, did we release that physical trauma energy? And we did. Okay, awesome. Now we'll go back to the homepage, and this is how the body code works. So let me just make a note of that really quick. Now that was the first imbalance. So now let's ask, is there another reason why you've been having these symptoms? And there is. So what's the next reason? Is it something on the right side? No. It's on the left side. Is it in the energies area? No. Is it in circuits or systems? Yes. So something going on in circuits or systems. So this has to do with organs and glands and the energy body and disconnections. What is this? Okay. Is it something on the left side? And your subconscious mind says, yes. Is it a disconnection? Yes. So we'll go there. So disconnections generally have to do with breakdown of communication, often between the spirit within you and your physical body. You know how when people die and they're able to look down and see their body, right? It's funny because when I travel around the world, I always ask this question, if anybody has actually had that experience. And every single time, there are multiple people in every audience that have had that experience where they died temporarily and they were able to actually see their body. Well, where were they looking from? Well, the spirit leaves the body when you die, I believe, and so on. So what's going on here? Is this something on the left side of this page? No. So your subconscious mind says it's something on the right side. Is it that your spirit is actually out of your body? Yeah, spirit is actually out of your body. Now, when you have some kind of a trauma, either maybe an emotional trauma or some kind of a physical trauma, sometimes the spirit within you, which is really the software in your machine, in the physical body, sometimes that spirit will become knocked ajar a little bit. And that's what's going on here, but it can cause a lot of trouble. So let's ask, if the spirit leaves the body completely, of course you're dead, right? But the spirit can be mostly out of the body. You can be mostly dead and you can still be alive, but you won't feel very good. So let's ask about this. Is 50% of your spirit in your body? Yeah. Is 60% in your body? Yep. 70%, 80%? No. 75%? Yes. 76, 77, 78, 79. So 78% of your spirit is in your body. And so let's go down here to association and ask, all right, is there an associated imbalance that needs to be decoded here? Not really. And the reason we have this step is because sometimes there can be other causes of things, right? Like there could be a trapped emotion or who knows what that might be creating this. But in this case, I'm getting a no. So let's just swipe a few times. Okay, here we go. And the intention here is to bring your spirit back into your body 100%. Okay. And that's all it takes. And let's ask, is your spirit back in your body now 100%? Yeah. Well, there we go. All right. So now let's ask, all right, is there another imbalance that is contributing to this problem of yours? Yes. What's the next thing? Is it on the left side of the chart? No, it's on the right side. Is it a pathogen of some kind? No. Is it a misalignment of some kind? Yes. We got something out of alignment. So is it something on the left side of this chart? No. It's on the right side. Is it in the skeleton? It is. So we'll go there. And is it in the appendicular skeleton? No. So it's in the axial skeleton. So really, this is easy to do. All you need to do is learn how to do the testing and get the answers. And then it takes you there. So we know that you have some kind of a bone out of alignment. It's in one of these areas. So is it in one of these areas on the left? Uh-huh. Is it in the vertebral column? No, it's actually in the skull. So we've got all these bones in the skull. So one of these bones is not happy, okay? So what bone is it? Is it one of these bones on the left side? Yes. Is it one of the facial bones or a middle ear bone or the ethmoid? It's actually the ethmoid bone. So Debbie, do you get headaches at all?
Yes, I do. Okay. Occasionally I get an ocular migraine.
Okay. Do you see where this bone is?
Yeah, this is incredible because this is right where all the issues are too.
Yeah, exactly right. So here's how we're going to fix that bone. Okay. That bone is not happy. What does that mean? Well, the skull is the most incredible three-dimensional jigsaw puzzle that exists in the world. I think it's God's most amazing creation, really. And the whole skull expands and contracts very slightly, about 12 times a minute. So all of these bones should be moving slightly, but sometimes they get stuck to where they won't open or they won't close correctly. And if we click on this bone, there's the explanation. We've already decoded it and we know what the bone is. Here's the question now. Is there an associated imbalance that needs to be decoded? In other words, is there something else causing this? And the answer is yes. So what we'll do is we'll go back up to the homepage, okay? And now we're looking for something that is connected to this bone being out of alignment, out of balance, not functioning. And is that thing on the right side of the chart? No, it's on the left side. Is it an energy? Yes, let's go there. Is it something on the left side of the chart? No. So is it an allergy or an intolerance? Is it something emotional? There's something emotional. Is it on the right side, left side? So is it a trapped emotion? Yes. So what kind of a trapped emotion is it? Is it one of these on the left side? Yes. Is it prenatal or preconception or inherited? It's an inherited trapped emotion. So at the moment of conception, you got this energy from somebody, from either your mom or your dad. Let's find out. Did you get this from your mom? You got it from your mom. Okay. And let's see what emotion this is. Is it in column A? Yes. Is it in one of the odd rows? Yes. So we have 15 emotions left out of 60, just that fast. Is it in column A, row one, row three? It's in column A, row three. So it's one of these emotions, okay? So is the emotion crying, or is it discouragement or rejection? It's rejection, okay? That went strong. So what does that mean? Well, it means that somebody, it might have been your mom, but let's find out. Did your mom get this from somebody earlier? Okay, so when your mom was conceived, she got it from her mother. Yep, from her mother. And does this go back even further? It does. How many generations? 10? Yep. 15? Yep. This is an old one. Does it go back 20 generations? No. 19, 18, 17, 16 goes back 16 generations. So if we say 16 generations times roughly 26 years for a generation, that comes out to about 416 years minus 2023, works out to about 1607.
Oh my God.
Right around the time of the pilgrims, right? Somebody was really rejected. And so did this begin with a female? It did. Started with a female. So it was a grandmother of yours that you'll meet one day when you pass through the veil and go to the other side. We all get there eventually. I think you'll meet her and you can ask her about what happened. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this rejection, you see, has been passing down the line. Now, scientists know, they know now that animals, in tests that they've done, will somehow pass down the memory of traumatic things that have happened to them. And it's an attempt to preserve their posterity, right? And it's the same thing with human beings. If some really intense thing happens, if you develop emotional baggage about it, you'll pass that emotional baggage, that energy down to your offspring, and it can go down your line like this one is. This is going down your line like a freight train, okay? Because that's a lot of generations. So let's ask, we know the emotion is rejection. We figured out everything else. We know we need to know anything else about this. Not really. Let's go ahead and release this. So to release it, we do 10 swipes. And we're doing 10 swipes over the governing meridian, which is a little river of energy that flows just under the skin. We do 10 swipes when it's inherited, because we're releasing this, in this case, not only from you, but from everybody. Your mom and her mom and all those other generations. Absolutely. And if we had time, I could tell you stories about that. That would, you know, you'd have curly hair when we were done if you didn't have it. So anyway, let's ask, did we release that rejection from you? Yes. Did it also release from all those ancestors? Yes. Now, how did we find this? We found this, you see, because your subconscious mind told us that this was the reason, or a reason, why this bone was not working, right? So now let's come back to this bone and let's ask, all right, is that ethmoid bone of yours happy now? Yes or no? Yes, it is. Cool. So now let's go back to the homepage and we can ask, all right, is there another underlying reason why you've been having these symptoms that you've been describing? Not right now, no. And so that might mean, it'll mean one of two things. It'll either mean there are no other underlying reasons for these symptoms, and this is going to just clear up and dry up and go away probably within a day or two. Or it might mean that's all you can clear right now. Can't handle anymore. Maybe come back in a few days and, you know, there might be some more stuff. I think though, this is probably going to do it for you, actually, to tell you the truth. How are you feeling right now, by the way?
I'm actually feeling blown away. I'm feeling like that was extraordinary to watch and unearth. I couldn't believe to see the skull and the precise place where, you know, this terribleness has been going on. I'm so grateful, because maybe I can drink coffee. That makes me very happy. Yeah, and coffee didn't show up. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And that felt profound, by the way. I could feel you when you were going over your head and the meridians. I could feel things leaving.
Yeah. Isn't that cool? So if you take a breath in through your nose now, how does that feel compared to how it was feeling before?
It feels good. It wants me to do a nice flow to clean out.
Yeah, go for it.
Yes. So, and I may this be my final blow for a long time.
Yeah, I hope so.
I know it likes, it's happy that we gave it some attention. That's what the feeling is like. Thank you for hearing me. Thank you for paying attention, because I didn't even like to be like this.
Well, let me tell you something about this bone. Okay.
Yeah.
this little teeny bone in the skull is a very, very important bone. But it doesn't really reach the surface anywhere. It's all inside the skull. And if you could put a finger up your nose way up in there, you'd touch this bone. And in fact, I had a lot of patients with migraine headaches. This was the number one imbalance for them. This bone, misalignment of this bone was the number one reason. And as long as I could keep that bone balanced and happy, migraines wouldn't come back. So let me know how you do with your headaches too, Kim.
I will. So that's almost like when I hear you say that, like you're an energetic chiropractor. Like now you don't even have to go in there and make anything snap and crack. You can energetically realign what's been off.
Yeah, that's right. Because, you know, about 98% of the time when you have a misaligned bone or any misaligned tissue, there will be something else causing the misalignment. And so in this case, it was the rejection from, 1607 roughly. But that's how it is. So bones are just energy, see? Everything is energy. And I used to do manual. I mean, I used to work on the skull and it was all manual. You know, I mean, I would, my wife would work with me. She'd have gloves on and, she would be holding a certain point that I would tell her to hold. And then we would, I'd be working and we could rearrange the skull. I mean, it's amazing. There were a number of people that we worked with who, have you ever seen anybody like that kind of looks like a Picasso where they got one eye lower than the other and the face is not symmetrical?
Wow. Yeah.
We used to level those people out, which sounds impossible. I mean, if you tell that to, anybody that is really stuck in Western
medicine,
Western medicine, they'll say that's preposterous. But you know what? I'm telling you, seen it happen.
Wow. Amazing. I thank you so much. That was so in depth and fascinating.
Yeah, that was fun, huh? And you see how fast it is, right? We're able to drill down. I mean, how else would you find things like this? You know, you could do a lot of muscle testing, but the beauty of this system is that it's like providing it's like an interface for the subconscious mind. It's like giving the subconscious mind a voice finally. And all you have to do is know how to ask questions. And the questions are really easy. Is there a reason why you got this problem today? Yeah. Is it on the right or left? Is it this one or this one? Oh, it's this one. Okay. You click and then you do the same thing over again until you just drill down and you find the imbalance. So in the body code, you saw any tissue can misalign. They're all listed here. In energies, we've got things like trapped emotions, post-traumatic things, et cetera, toxins, all kinds of toxins in here, dental toxins. I mean, you can drill down, for example, to individual teeth, and we include things in here like cavitations and root canals and so on that can be so damaging. And you get all the connections with the individual tooth. There's really nothing else like this system in the whole world. I mean, under toxins, you can drill down to biological poisons and venoms and all kinds of things. It'll tell you what to do.
I love the icons. Whoever did this, it's genius. It's so representative.
Fun. Yeah. We paid quite a bit of money to have all these custom made for us by some artists in San Francisco.
Amazing.
So you can drill down and find all kinds of things. It's beautiful too, because for example,
Maybe you
need a certain nutrient. Well, how do you figure out? Well, guess what? It works just like the emotion code chart. Oh, I need one of these. Is it in column A or column B? Oh, it's in column B. Is it in odd row? No. Is it in even row? Is it in row two? Oh, yeah. Okay. Is it this or this or this? Oh, I need potassium. The subconscious mind will tell you. And it knows best. It knows way better than, how do we usually find supplements? We kind of go to the health food store and we look
this
around.
Genius.
That's a pretty bottle. I guess I'll try this. Meanwhile, your subconscious might be saying, no, I need that.
Right. And you know, years ago, I had your sister-in-law on the show when her book came out.
Oh,
and
yeah, her food book codes.
You know, that. And so all of this tying in is so genius. We are at the effect of so much marketing constantly. And the one thing we need to be alive today to know where our money goes for an ROI, a good return on investment for our health and our well-being and our emotional health, we need discernment, right? And if you're not fully connected, you can use this I am seeing to go that deep to find out exactly what foods you need, what kind of minerals and vitamins you do not, yeah, et cetera. And I am sure also you clean up so much that some of that will change over time. It won't always be so.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. And it's interesting because when you start working on the body, initially, most people will find a lot of emotional baggage that's in the way. Mm-hmm. And some of that might be inherited and some might be, you know, from the womb or absorbed from other people or shared with other people or whatever. But as they start getting rid of that, that's oftentimes some of the more superficial stuff that has to be dealt with. And then as they continue, then they'll start finding other imbalances. It's the most amazing thing, really, to use this system on yourself. I mean, imagine being able to check in every day with all your organs and glands and chakras and meridians and find out if they're all happy or not. Is there something that I need today? The subconscious mind will tell you. This is the future, Debbie. I mean, it has to be, because we've been taking care of ourselves in such a primitive way, really, for all these years. Not to say that Western medicine won't always be needed. It will, but this is just so much more intelligent.
When are you coming to Los Angeles to do this?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe next year sometime.
Okay. I hope so.
And do an event in LA.
I want to do it. I'm going to come. I want to do this. I'm in. I'm done. I'm sold. Okay. No, I think this is extraordinary. And I want to ask you a question about this. Mm-hmm. So when I was looking at your book, reading your book, and I got to a point and I was very curious. So in my right, my hip surgery was for osteoarthritis. It was bad. By the time that surgeon got in there, holy moly. Yeah. He had a lot of cleanup to do on aisle 5. And so I come out, I'm walking, I can do everything again. I go to the gym. It's beautiful to walk again. And now my right knee. And my right knee has a swell that looks like a half a grapefruit. It feels like a piece of bone. And I was looking at your book and I believe it said, because it was perfect. It said something about gallbladder and that it will be the right knee and then it can go to it could go to the sinuses. And I wasn't sure that's enough. That's fascinating. Or you really have to take this trip to start to understand what's going on and maybe if there's a connection.
Well, what we could do really quickly right now is ask if we've got a couple more minutes.
Absolutely. And I also want to put in a plug here for the folks, because so many people listen to this on radio and podcast. If you are loving, I know you are, and you want to see Dr. Bradley Nelson, you want to see these charts, you want to watch him step by step. He's taking us through it visually, and you can see what the back end looks like. Go to youtube.com/Debbie Dashinger. And also visually, this is on Spotify under Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. You will be very happy to also witness what's going on.
Okay, all right. Cool. Well, let's take a look. We're still connected to you. Am I still connected? I'm still connected. So let's ask about your right knee.
So, and may I ask quickly, we could use, so for folks who are going to take your courses, we can use a pendulum also. It can be this. Yeah.
You can use a pendulum. You can use a bobber. Any kind of dowsing device works. So let's ask about your right knee. Is there a reason why you've been having these symptoms with your right knee? Yes. Okay. So what's the first reason? Is it on the left side of the chart? No. It's on the right side. So is it a pathogen? No. Is it a misalignment? It's a misalignment of something. Is it on the left side? No, it's on the right side. So we're looking at 6 different icons here, and it's not on the left side. It's on the right side of this page here. So is it in the skeleton? It is. So is it in the appendicular skeleton? It is. Okay. So is it upper limb? It's lower limb. Well, that makes sense. Is it leg? Yes. So we'll go to the leg. All right. So is it one of these on the left side? No. Is it the femur? It's the fibula. Okay. So what's going on is you've got a misalignment in one side. Let's see. So under decoding, the fibula is that the thinner of the two bones in the leg, okay, between the knee and the ankle, right? So do we need to know what side this imbalance is on? Yes. I'm assuming it's on the right side. Is that true? Yes. Your subconscious affirms that. So let's see, right fibula. So that bone is not happy, misaligned. Let's go to association and we'll ask, is there an association?
Can you describe exactly where the fibula is? I know I want a better picture.
Yeah, it's, okay. So if you, let's see here, you can feel it. It's the bone that kind of sticks out on the right, on the outside, okay, of both knees, on the outside. So if you feel your knee and you go down below where you think the knee joint is, okay, it's going to be the part that is kind of sticking out. It's also the part on the outside, just above your heel, the part of your ankle that kind of protrudes the most. That also is the fibula. It's the same bone. It goes up the leg. And so there's something going on with that bone. It's not happy. So let's ask, is there an associated imbalance that needs to be decoded? Not really. So here's a case where this bone's out of alignment. And, you know, I've adjusted thousands, countless thousands of these myself, but it's all energy, see? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to adjust it energetically by just swiping a few times with the magnet with intention to just realign that bone. And now we'll ask, is that bone realigned? Yeah. So now we'll go back to the homepage and let's ask, all right, is there another underlying reason why you've been having trouble with your right knee? Uh-huh. And is it something on the left side of the chart? Yes. Is it something in energies? No. Circuits or systems? Yes. Okay. So is it on the left side? No. Is it an organ? It's an organ. Okay. And is it an organ on the left side of this page? So we have all the organs now that we're looking at. On the left side? No. Right side? Is it bladder? Actually, it is gallbladder. Now, if you look at the gallbladder, you'll notice right here, discomfort in the right knee is the number one thing. Why is that? Well, because the gallbladder is connected, like all the other organs and most of the glands, to certain muscles energetically. So if the gallbladder becomes imbalanced for some reason, because of maybe some emotional baggage or eating too many French fries, whatever, the gallbladder can kind of blow its circuit, short circuit a little bit. And then there's a particular muscle, actually two muscles, that will be imbalanced immediately. And those are the anterior deltoid muscle in the right shoulder. And then also, and this all listed right here. And then this little muscle right in the back of the right knee is called the popliteus muscle. So that muscle we know is out of balance. And so let's ask about your gallbladder. Let's go to association and ask, all right, is there an associated imbalance that we need to decode here? Yes. So we'll go back to the homepage. So in other words, your gallbladder is not happy. It's imbalanced energetically, but there's a reason. Some other reason, some other thing causing it. And is it on, no, we're back to the homepage. And is it something on the right side here? No. Is it in the energies area? It is. And is it on the left side of this page? No. Is it an allergy or an intolerance? No. So it's something emotional. So we'll go there. And is it on the left side? Trapped emotion. So it's some kind of a trapped emotion. Is it one of these on the left side? Yes. Is it prenatal preconception? Guess what? It's another inherited trapped emotion. A couple of these. So is this emotion listed in the chart in column A? Yes, it is. Is it in one of the odd rows? Yep. Is it in row one? No. Row three? No. Row five? Row five, column A. So it's one of these. Blaming, dread, fear, horror, or peeved. It was inherited. Okay. All right. So let's see. Which one is it? Is it inherited blaming or inherited dread or fear? It's fear. Okay. Inherited fear. And did you get this from your mother? No, this one came from your dad's side. Did he get it from somebody earlier? Yes, from his dad. Yep. Okay. So your dad got it from his dad. And does it go back even further? It does. How many generations does it go? Does it go back for 10 generations? Yep. 15? Yep. 20? Ooh, this is an old one. 25? Yep. 26, 27, 26 generations. That's about as far back usually as we see these, although they can go back further. 26 generations. All right, I got to figure that out. 26 generations times about roughly 26 years for a generation comes out to about 676 years minus 2023. Wow. 1347 AD, you know, give or take probably 20, 30 years. I don't know. It just kind of gives us a rough ballpark of when this might have happened. And so the emotion was fear. So did this begin with a male? It did. Okay. And so let's ask, and this is what this is doing is this energy you see is in your body. It's like a little ball of energy, like the size of a baseball or size of a softball. This energy is actually lodged in your body, right in that area where your gallbladder is. You see, it's imbalancing the gallbladder. So let's release this. Here we go. Okay. And did we release that from you? We did. Did it release from everybody else? Yep. Okay. So now, how do we find that? Well, your subconscious mind told us that your gallbladder was not happy. And so now let's ask, is your gallbladder happy now? Guess what? It is. That means that that muscle in the back of your right knee that is connected to the gallbladder is also balanced. Mm. And so now if we go back to the homepage, we can ask, all right, is there any other reason why you've been having trouble with that right knee? No. Now, if you want to, you can try it out, Debbie. You can stand up, walk around on a little bit and see how it feels. If you want to, it's up to you.
Yes. And if I disappear, forgive me. It's not an act. Let's see how you are. That's amazing. I have absolutely no. That was a normal knee. I haven't had. Yeah. I hope the swelling next will go down. It has been so painful at that swelling and the inside and whatever bone in the front. I mean, like knives, it's felt. That's amazing. That feels like just body.
Normal. No pain now. Cool. Well, that's how this works, right? Kind of fun, huh?
It is. Yeah. And now I'm remembering what the reference was, because you referred to, was actually the right knee and the right shoulder. That's what it was when I read the book.
Yep. Knee, right shoulder, and sinuses too. Sometimes.
And that's when I thought, oh my goodness, who would have thought, right? Anybody would look at this and say, well, you need surgery. We're showing X, Y, Z. And
sure.
All of this, you know, very invasive stuff. That was amazing. And by the way, the moment you spoke to my knee, after you had permission that we were connected and you started to work, I felt the heaviest, darkest energy. Like I was just doing this for a while because so much was pouring out of me. I just feel like the best way I can describe it is that the body had so much gratitude to be connected with you. The body felt, I'm in good hands. There's something really positive, finally, that's going to happen around this. Thank you. Thank you. And just on its own, it was already releasing.
Absolutely. Well, we cleared some pretty intense emotional energy from you today. Both of those were inherited from a long time ago. I mean, the last one's 26 generations. That's a long, long time. So your ancestors on the other side are probably having a little party now too, because we just released that energy from them as well.
Thank you.
That's how this works. Yeah, absolutely.
That's beautiful. And I know you mentioned earlier about the many, many things. If somebody's not finding love, they're not breaking the ceiling, they're not XYZ. There's so many reasons why somebody would use this, and finances, because I'm always sensitive to this for spiritual messengers. You and I both know, well, some of us do very well, and some people for many reasons have trouble. So just so it's clear, you can help clear them or a practitioner, or they can themselves, from even issues like that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Because you know, we have issues. We have emotional baggage. That's the number one most common kind of imbalance that we all suffer from as human beings. And that emotional baggage gets in the way of our ability to create the life that we want. So the emotion code and the body code both they really work on all kinds of different issues. Yeah, there we go. Thanks.
Sure.
It's all about finding the imbalances that are within you, and anything less than a state of abundance of love and everything else that you want in your life, health and love, money, whatever it is, anything less than what you're really happy with is a symptom. That's how we look at it. And a symptom that you have is just the subconscious mind trying to get your attention, that there's something going on inside and you need to talk to the body's chat GPT and figure it out. And anybody can do this. That's the beauty of it. It's not that I can do it. I mean, sure, I can do it. But the beauty of it is that you can do it too. Anybody can learn this and people.
Yeah. And I think living today, it's so important. There's a lot of anxiety. There is a lot of anger. I think there's also a lot of collective that's influencing the individuals. So to have a tool like this is pretty beautiful for a time like we're living through. Yeah.
And the whole thing will run right in your phone. It's called the Body Code System. You can download it and, you get a free 30-day trial, and it's an inexpensive subscription after that. So, yeah, Body Code System.
Sold. I'm going to do it. That's amazing. Dr. Brad, you say that one of the keys to achieving a powerful breakthrough is to be willing to be wrong. What does that mean? Can you tell me more deeply about being wrong and the willingness to be wrong?
Well, you know, we sometimes have preconceived ideas about what we would like to have things be or how we want things to look. But really, ultimately, what we want and what we teach our practitioners is that what we are looking for is the truth, right? What is the truth? When I was working on you just now, that was my focus. I wanted to know what's really the truth about Debbie's knee. Why is she having this problem? What's really going on? And when we use the body code, what we teach people is that anything can cause anything, because that's how it works, really. And so the beauty of that truth is that you can use the body code and you don't have to know anything. You don't have to have all kinds of knowledge about biology or physics or anatomy. No, not at all. We can take somebody who knows nothing about healing in any way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and in a few months we can turn out somebody that, is doing all kinds of amazing healing work and miraculous things where they might not have ever imagined that they could do that before. But, so I think that's part of It's okay to make mistakes, but as long as you're really focused on finding the truth, then this is a system that is for you, because this will help you to find the truth about what's really going on with yourself or your family members or loved ones faster than any other system in the world that's ever been devised. There's nothing else like this.
So beautiful. And, you know, for more understanding of, I think anything can be brought to this. If you have emotional baggage with parents or any relationship, it can be released and get freedom from the past so there's better relationships. If you have an incurable disease or a condition, there can be freedom from that. Emotional distress, everything, really. I think that testimony that you read in the beginning was so apropos.
Yeah.
And yep. What I described to you about my heart wall, I'm actually feeling right now. As we're talking, as I'm listening to you, Dr. Bradley, is just, there is something happening. I don't know that something's continuing to leave, but my sense is more there's a rearrangement. It's very peaceful, by the way.
Yeah, incredibly. You're probably rearranging. That's normal. Yeah. So one thing that we let people know, and I want to let you know, is that when we release emotional baggage, there's a period of processing that people go through for a day or two, typically. And only about 20% of the time will people have some kind of symptoms from that. And so you might feel more tired, or you might need to sleep more. You might feel a little bit emotionally on edge. We never know how it's going to affect people. And it only is 20% of the time anyway. So you might not notice anything, but it might be a couple of days that you might be a little bit emotionally up and down. And then on the other side of that, you should be totally fine. You'll probably just be totally fine the whole way through. Those symptoms are just echoes of the emotional energy that we released as your body really heals from those things. So it's just to let you know.
I feel like I'm going to be extremely fine. And I'm just thank you for being an angel. That was magnificent, really.
Sure. That was fun.
I thank you and I receive and a million karma points in your bank account. So Dr. Bradley Nelson, this is Dare to Dream. What are you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams besides coming to the Valley in California or Los Angeles to teach this, my dream. Sure. What are your dreams for your future?
Well, we have another level of certification that we're launching. We have our first level of certification is the Emotion Code, where people can sign up for that. And it's a course that they can take 6 months if they want. Most people do it in about half that time or less. And that really teaches them how to use the Emotion Code and really get great results. That's level one. That's a prerequisite to level two. Level two is the body code. So you can take a little course and learn how to use the body code really well. And then if you want to, you can actually work on other people and charge them and have your own practice if you want to, like so many people all over the world have done. But what's exciting now is that we're adding very soon here, before the end of the year, we're going to be adding a level three certification, which is called the Belief Code, where we've developed a whole system of finding and very rapidly exposing the negative belief systems that we build up. And a negative belief system can be kind of like a tree in the body, where you've got roots of the tree and then a trunk, and you get limiting beliefs and faulty core beliefs and negative programs. We're able now to find and eliminate these negative belief systems that we have that exist in the subconscious mind. And we're super excited about that. We're launching that. Soon here. We have our a kickoff event, a kind of a pre-release event in Las Vegas in October that's been sold out now for a while. We have another event in January that I think is also sold out. But it's also going to be an online certification. So it'll be level one Emotion Code, level two Body Code, level three Belief Code. And then this coming year, we're hoping to release our fourth level of certification, which the working title for it right now is Healing Mastery. So if you're into healing and you want to find a method that's super fast and super easy, and yet will just continue to blow your mind every day, you know, this is it.
This is it. And so folks who want to follow this and want to be on the forefront when these roll out, I just want to mention once again, you can get your own Emotion Code starter kit. Go to emotioncodegift.com. And outside of that, if we get your app, will we be on your mailing system, your newsletter? How would we get connected with that information?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go to discoverhealing.com, you can get your free Emotion Code starter kit, and that'll put you onto our newsletter. And so we don't bombard you. You'll just get it, you know, one email typically from us a week, just kind of giving you the latest of what's going on and where we're going to be going and what the latest happenings are. And so, emotioncodegift.com is a great place to go. And our main website is at discoverhealing.com. Discoverhealing.com. So yeah, check it out.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. And thank you for answering the call so long ago when you were a computer programmer and then became a chiropractor and then started to receive these divine downloads, right man, right place, doing the right thing. Thanks for being a heck yes and helping so many of us for so many decades. Your work is just exquisite and I appreciate you.
Thank you, Debbie. That's really kind of you. And I appreciate you too. Thanks for having me on your show. This has been really, really fun and we'll have to do it again.
Absolutely. And we will. And folks, also remember, he's got books out there and his new book, The Body Code. And it's an easy read and it's fascinating because everything you want to know about your body and other people's, your emotions and other people's are in there. And I end today's show with this quote: within imbalances lies the source of your struggle. By restoring harmony, we grant your body the power to mend itself. And in that restoration, the whispers of symptoms will fade, making way for wellness to bloom. Subscribe to this number one transformation conversation, Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Leave a comment. I read them all. And next week on the show is Kelly Boker. I just met her, and this is somebody who channels some very divine angelic energy. She's a major up and comer. You're going to want to hear that show and also be part of what she's going to be transmitting. Thank you so much. I hope you guys got a ton out of this show. And remember, it's a beautiful time to heal because we came here for such great purpose at this amazing time on the planet. Dare to dream, everyone.
to contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands.